Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, how you doing today? Yeah, this is the best part of every single day. Check this out. A quick email from yesterday for some clarification. My friend Mike out in California, I was talking yesterday about Gavin Newsom and the un-American Gavin Newsom, these lunatic progressives, and what they're attempting to do now in California state with some of the most severe gun control restrictions in the country just isn't enough for them. It's not enough for them because it will never be enough for them until they have what you have, and that's your guns away from you. But you already know that. And I was questioning the 10-round magazine capacity, which I was almost certain that California had already had that in place. And Mike out there was kind enough to send me the email, so I'll read it to you. On the 10:15 Daily Show, you expressed momentary confusion over what the California lieutenant governor was trying to do with respect to magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. Allow me to clarify. Before he clarifies, excuse me, I'm getting over a cold here. We were not confused about what he was trying to do. I thought it seemed redundant because California already had it, and this is where Mike clarifies it. If you previously owned magazines that held more than 10 rounds as of January 1st, 2000, you could keep them. Well, that's nice. Thanks for letting me keep them, local government. But after that date, you could not import, buy, sell, or transfer them. Essentially, they banned them with exceptions for grandfathered owners because they weren't bold enough to outright confiscate them. The lieutenant governor is now proposing that these grandfathered magazines, the ones that were grandfathered over 10 rounds that you were allowed to keep by them back in 2000, would now become, let me start there again, the lieutenant governor is now proposing that these grandfathered magazines, as I just described, would now become illegal and be confiscated. The reality of the 2000 law is that this was generational confiscation, which goes back, really, I'm talking about Feinstein now, which is what she wanted to do. This was their goal of getting these guns out of your hands, the guns they don't like, these guns meaning the ones they don't like, which is really any and every gun, one step at a time, incrementalization, when we make up the word here, because it fits for our purposes. And that is, ban them, but tell them they can keep them. Those stupid masses won't figure out that we're actually taking them from them. Because you see, when they die, no one else can have them. We take them. And that's how we rid America of guns. This was Feinstein's proposal. Diane, if I could have done it, 51 votes, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have. That Diane Feinstein, who was then subsequently told by the un-Americans, shut up. Don't come out and say that. We need to keep them stupid. Shut up. Which has been their tactic now for many years. So back to the email from Mike. The reality of the 2000 law is that this was generational confiscation because a grandfathered owner couldn't lawfully transfer them to another person, even as part of an estate after they died. It was an outright ban that would eventually take effect as grandfathered owners died off. Hope that clarifies things, Mike. It does, Mike, and thank you very much for the email clarifying that for us yesterday. We appreciate that. That's an Armed American Radio listener. That's you. That's why you listen to this program. And I appreciate the feedback. If you have any feedback about anything you hear come out of my gator on this program, simple to get in touch with me. I read every email. I do apologize. We get a lot of email now. It's difficult to get back to you as fast as I would like, but I do my best. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Good or bad, indifferent, whatever, send it. Love to get your emails. So Gavin Newsom is an un-American gun grabber, and Mike confirms what we already knew. So thank you very much for that. Shannon Watts tweeted something today that I got to tell you, it's really difficult to keep your socks on. when you read this crap come out of these people's mouths. And you sit there and you scratch your head and you wonder, my God, have you got nothing better to do with your life than to try to ruin other people's lives? Is that why you're here? Go the hell away. Just swat her away like a fly. Just whoosh. You just sit and you wonder, what makes these people tick? This progressive, un-American hating. These are just hateful people. Shannon Watts tweets the following. Pound. Remember when people actually joined the Pound NRA for sportsmanship and hunting? The good old days. Pound gun sense. And of course she includes at mom's demand. You know, I've been a member of the National Rifle Association for many, many years. And when a moron, a money-grubbing Bloomberg moron, and that's what she is, I could get a lot worse than that talking about taking the man's money, but I won't. And using that money to hate all over you as a lawful American, one of the 100+ million She's talking about, when she talks about the NRA, you. She's talking about you. Whether you are a member or not, she's talking about all lawful gun-owning Americans. This is the tactic, demonize, demonize, demonize. Hate, 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 hate. Use our allies in the media to do just that. The National Rifle Association, this dovetails in amazing. There was a CNN piece just today. Just today. 8:35 a.m. it was updated. I had to read this crap at 2 o'clock in the morning and thought, oh, I've been up. I couldn't go back to sleep. I have to get up. I have to start getting this stuff out there. I'm going to use it for the program today. It keeps me awake. It's written by John Blake. John Blake is a, you know, typical CNN house liberal. And his piece is titled, This is How the NRA Loses. Now, just in the title alone, This is How the NRA Loses, for the headline surfer, this is how they imprint your brain. This is subliminal stuff. This is how the NRA loses, as if the NRA is supposed to lose and supposed to be defeated. The National Rifle Association is nothing more than the nation's oldest and largest civil rights organization, whose sole purpose, Shannon Watts, Bloomberg money-grubbing liar, is to facilitate the safe use and handling of firearms and promote marksmanship in the shooting sports and the right to self-defense. It didn't become a political arm until what they will admit was roughly the 70s, when the un-Americans began coming after your property. Thank God the National Rifle Association was there at the time and decided to pick up that bull by the horns. But were it not for the un-Americans, the National Rifle Association would love to be just what I described to you, which they already are, by the way. But you would never know that when you read crap and smell fairy dust farts from unicorns from guys like John Blake. These are despicable, disgusting, hateful, un-American people who will look you right in your face and lie to you, which is exactly what they do when they put these words on paper or on their computer screen. And these people need to be called out, and they need to be called out by you. And when you read this crap, you need to comment down there, because I can promise you John Blake reads them. He just doesn't reply to them, but he sees them. So he goes on to talk about 4 or 5 groups. And I'm going to run out of time in this segment. I really didn't want to run out of time that because I've got so much to cover with you today, but that's okay. This is worth going over with you. He's talking about a powerful Cuban, 30 seconds I've been told, Orlando Bosch. He was very popular in the 1950s, anti-Castro. And people used to look up to Bosch, is essentially what this was. But they were able to get rid of Bosch. You couldn't forecast it because you didn't know how it was going to happen, but it happens much more than people think. This man says, of powerful political groups that suffer sudden downfalls, as Bosch's group did. And it says, could the National Rifle Association ever face a similar fate? Most Americans probably don't think so. When we come back, we're going to rip into this a little bit. I have to cover this with you. It's too important. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense defends right after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Back to these Crossbreed Holster studios. I am Mark Walters, defending and filling your prescription for freedom today and every day here on the Armed American Radio Network's Daily Defense broadcast. And a pleasure to be here with you today. I appreciate you tuning in, learning something, and getting the facts, the truth, not the garbage that the mainstream media is putting out. I'm in an ornery mood today, and it started when I had to read this kind of garbage at about 1:40 in the morning. I do that sometimes. I wake up, my mind races. I start mining for stuff. It's just what I do. And this was the first thing I saw, and I got angry, and I couldn't sleep, so I just decided, you know what, get some coffee, write a column, get it out of your system. It's titled, This is How the NRA Loses. And what this is essentially doing is laying out the plan. I've told you, I've referred to these people as the gun control jihadis. These are the jihadis. They are in this for the long haul. They're not going to give up, ever, until they have what they want, and that's your guns. That's what Barack Obama wanted. Understand that. With me here. This is a CNN House down the left. A lot of liberals are for this. He's just one of them. And he talked, by looking at this blueprint, he was talking about Bosch. Bosch was an anti-Castro. And he was referring to how no way anyone would cross anti-Castro group. There's not going to cross him politically. It was suicide. And he said this. Last Saturday, Cuba Live faced an unexpected turn of events. Barack Obama announced that after 50 years of hostility, the United States normalized relations with Cuba. It was a stunning defeat for a group that once seemed invincible. Now, they're telling you that the anti-Cuban government lobby is defeated. They're not. But this is how the media addressed the narrative. They're going to tell you they are, so you believe they are, then they're going to move on to another story. He then goes on to use the tactics that the left used to bring down quote-unquote Big Tobacco. Remember Big Tobacco? And how the left went after Big Tobacco. Why? Because they wanted their money. They don't like profits. Tobacco is a big product. It doesn't matter. The American couldn't care less. They don't like it. It had nothing to do with health. They want it in their pockets. They wanted their money. They'll tell you all about health, but it wasn't. It was about money, their money, money they didn't have that they wanted. Too big. They have too much money. They're too powerful. We can't attain our goals when these capitalists are so powerful and so rich. So he titles it, Big Tobacco Gets Smoked. Big Tobacco Gets Smoked. He then goes on to, he talks about Prohibition. Now, I wasn't alive during Prohibition, but Prohibition only prohibited things on paper. We all know how effective that was. In fact, it gave rise to organized crime, and any individual with a clear-thinking mind would know that that would happen. People aren't going to give up their buzz because the federal government said so. It doesn't work that way. And, of course, Prohibition has proven that to be the case. Same thing with the guns. Try to take them away? Ain't going to work. They need to get that through their head. But they're too stupid. So it was he talks about a group, and when he's talking about the Prohibition, it was called the Anti-Saloon League. And that group was instrumental in pushing through passage of the 18th Amendment. Well, guess what? After 10 years, they weren't so powerful anymore, were they? No, they weren't. They fell. And what is he insinuating here? We can do the same thing to the NRA. He's laying out the framework here by using examples of other what he calls formerly powerful lobbies and stating that we can do the same thing with the National Rifle Association. When he talks about the National Rifle Association, you have to understand that he's talking about you. He isn't talking about Fairfax and the headquarters of the National Rifle Association. He's talking about every flipping gun owner in America, and that's you, and he's using the NRA to represent that. Why? Because that's the directive. That's the narrative. That's the control. Say it as NRA, and those gun nuts are too stupid to figure out that we're talking about them. That's what he's doing. He's talking about you, and he's laying it out. Big Tobacco got smoked. The Anti-Saloon League got smoked. The anti-Castro groups got smoked, according to this guy. Lessons for today is what he's trying to tell you. This is how we do it. We stay the course. We continue to demonize, and we take from them what they have. So what does that all mean? Is this guy just some blowhard that wrote a column for CNN? Yeah, pretty much. But he's a blowhard that wrote a column for CNN that I can guarantee you in the upper echelons, in the high offices that he does not occupy, in the un-American gun prohibitionist offices up on the top floor, somebody's looking at this going, I wish this guy'd shut his mouth. Somebody get a hold of him and tell him to quit laying out our plans. Idiot. Some have suggested, according to him, that the NRA will lose power if guns are reframed. Now listen to this. This is incredible. The ASL couldn't anticipate the Great Depression or that prohibition would spawn the rise of organized crime. Well, they weren't thinking very clearly then, were they? Big Tobacco and the Marlboro Man couldn't stare down critics once smoking became reframed. Listen to this. Reframed as a public health hazard. Where have you heard that before? Guns and doctors and health and CDC and us. Are you getting a connection here? Of course you are. Reframe a public health hazard. People like Bosch slid into Iraq's science Cuban community as a new generation arose. Heads full of mush. Just fix the generation. This is the jihad. This is the 10-year, 20, 30, 40, 50-year plan. The infiltration is almost complete. They're assessing Obama leaving. We got to get cracked on this. Hence why Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and the rest of those dopes that were on that stage freak show are staking their claim on gun control. Hence why they want to reframe the debate. There is no debate, but whatever it is they want to create the debate, they're going to reframe it. Perhaps some of the forces that brought down Big Tobacco and the Q lobby will one day check the power of the NRA. Some have suggested that the NRA will lose power if guns are reframed as something uncool like cigarettes. Ooh, reeked of Eric Holder back at us.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me, and that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall.
All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot. Just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry, though. This offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, Mark, go ahead and reboot. I'm on the mic now because we can barely hear you. We're having a little bit of difficulties with Mark, and so you listen to Armed American Daily Defense with Mark Walters. You know, we talk about freedoms and doing things in for the freedoms of Americans. And always remember, we do this show so you understand what your freedoms are, because you have people out there that are working hard at making sure that we don't have the basic freedoms that our Constitution gives us. And that's what this show is all about. Knowing your Constitution and being aware of where the enemy, or not necessarily enemy, but the non-Americans, as Mark likes to call it, he wants y'all to know these people are trying to attack our rights to arm ourselves. And so that's what Mark has been talking about. And be sure to check out armedamericanradio.com and see what's going on with Armed American Radio and see the things that Mark has been talking about as far as your rights to bear arms. And you can always tell when an election comes up who your people that want to take away your right to have a gun. Hold on. I think we have Mark. Mark, are you back?
I am, yeah. How are you doing? Are you hanging in there?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. Well, you know, I was just kind of, reiterating what you talk about as far as the un-Americans trying to take away our guns and what the show was about, and just kind of fill people in on how we feel about our rights.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I feel sometimes I love modern technology, but I want to apologize. This is not the first rodeo we've had this week. We have had some issues. We have technicians working on it. I want to apologize for the connection between the two studios. But we want to get back into that. And, Sean, I'm assuming you have a good connection right now. Everything's working fine. Yeah. If it's not, you'll let me know, okay?
Yeah, you got a good connection.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. We're talking about the National Rifle Association. And we're talking about this guy. Let me go back over here to this piece. Because I'm going to move on to something else here. But what this man does is he lays out how the enemies of our freedoms, the un-Americans, want our guns. He's laying out the battle plan, the long-term plan. Reframe the narrative. This is a member of the media who is essentially telling you everything we've been telling you for years, but he's letting the cat out of the bag. See, had he not written this column, he would have had pure plausible deniability. He wouldn't have had to admit anything to you. But he went right ahead and said it. Now, I told you after October 1st that the un-Americans were, in fact, going to come for confiscation. And I've read you a number of pieces. They're out there. They're continuing to do it. They're continuing to come after what we have. And some of them are not being shy about it. John Blake, one of the home liberals over at CNN, this is how the NRA loses. He nails it. Let me go over to, you guys heard Bob Owens on the program yesterday. I wish we had more time with Bob. You can read everything Bob writes over at bearingarms.com, bearingarms.com. And I'll tell you why it's important, because every single time he puts a pen to paper, I think there's anybody better. There's a number of great writers out there. But I understand we're having some issues again. I want to apologize about that. I'll do the best in a week. You might have to take it if in fact we do. Bearingarms.com. Bob Owens does amazing work, and he pops the number right back in their faces again. He does it today. And a problem about the FBI statistics. I want you to take a look at it. Now, this is not coming from me. This is not coming from Bob. Obviously, we need to know what's happening. A new FBI report showed up. FBI needs background check. That's the background check. It's the only tool we have for discussing gun sales in America. They've soared nearly 82%. In the last 15 years. Meanwhile, according to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the same organization investigating Hillary Clinton, violent crime has plummeted over 18%. 18% over the same time period. Now, let me take a look at this. 1995 through 2004. 1995 through 2014. In 1995, the population of the United States was 262,803,276. In 2014, the latest number for the FBI, the U.S. population is 318,857,056. That number is a little bit high because it's accounting for illegals that are here roaming our streets, getting welfare, and living in an honest America. Violent crime rate In 1995, Buffalo year, 684.5 per 100,000 of 1995. In 1996, it was 36.6. In 1997, it was 11. In 1998, it fell 567. In 1999, 523. In 2000, 506. In 2001, 504. In 2002, 494.4 per 100,000. In 2003, 475.8. In 2004, 463.2. In 2005, 469. In 2006, 479 is left spot. In 2007, 471.8. In 2008, 458.6, a significant drop. In 2009, 431.9. In 2010, 404. In 2001, 37.1. In 2012, 387.8. In 2013, 369.1. In 2014, we are down at 365.5. Murder in the United States in 1995, 21,606. The murder rate in this country was 8.2 per 100,000. In subsequent years, through 2014, that number has fallen to 4.5 murder rate, 4.5 per 100,000, at 14,249. What do the un-Americans tell you? That more guns cause more crime, when in reality, NICS background checks, according to the FBI, are up 82.4% during that period. More Americans are owning firearms than, I'll go ahead and say it, in our history. And crime is continuing to drop, of course. That's not the case if you live in Chicago, is it? Or Baltimore, is it? Or Detroit, is it? Or any other large, liberal, progressive, socialist-controlled city in this country, is it? Now, Detroit's fixing their problems because their police chief is standing up and saying, arm yourself and help us cut the crap out of Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago, L.A., New York, whose numbers are all spiking. Detroit's is now beginning to come down. But they'll throw garbage studies at you telling you, oh, well, we're going to screw up the correlation and they don't account for all this and how many people eat apple pie. It all makes a difference. They are liars. We'll be back right after this.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios for you. Hopefully, we have all the tech issues worked out. I want to apologize for that, but we have had some issues over the week. And it never fails. Somebody doesn't want you hearing what I'm talking to you about today.
It's the non-Americans.
It's the un-Americans. It's the NSA. Because I know they're listening to the show in the bowels of the White House. I know that for a fact. They don't like what they hear, but tough. John, how bad was the previous output?
It was interesting. In the 15 years that I've done this and worked with
this, I don't want to hear that. I don't know what that is. Hopefully we have that corrected, but I won't go into the technical details of what we're doing between the boards, but suffice to say, hopefully it's corrected, and we will make sure with some of the guys that doesn't happen again, best we can. Anyway, I was giving you the crime statistics, the FBI statistics, the un-Americans. More guns, more crime, it only makes sense. But the numbers don't bear that out. And they don't like the facts. NICS checks in this country since 1995 are up 82.4%. 82.4%. And that's the only gauge we have relative to the numbers of gun purchases. Now, that doesn't mean that a gun was actually purchased. That's just telling you that NICS checks are up. Maybe somebody didn't purchase the gun. Maybe they were turned away. But it's a substantial, substantial increase. And if you use the un-Americans' own numbers of, we've turned away 2 million buyers since the inception of the Brady campaign, and divide that out over the years, the NICS checks, considering they're up 82.4%, is a solid increase. During that time period, I mentioned to you, when the population of the United States in 1995 was 262,802,803,276, it's now in 2014 climbed to 318,857,056. Of course, that's not accounting for all of Obama's new voters, the illegals taking all your stuff. Violent crime rates have fallen during that same period from 684.5 per
100,000 down to 365.5. And that violent crime includes, we're talking murder, non-negligent manslaughter, rape, three different classes of rape, four different classes of rape, robbery, aggravated assault rates, property crimes and so forth, burglary, larcenies, and on down, motor vehicle thefts are clues. But when you take the overall crime rate in the country, it is a substantial drop in every single category. In every single category. All while gun ownership, according to the NICS checks, have increased upwards of 82%. But they'll lie to you because that's what they do. They're un-American. They lie to you. More guns don't equal more crime. Take a listen to from the Flint Journal editor, Brian Mickle. He's clearly a liberal. B-R-Y-N. That's, you know, they spell their names in goofy ways. Liberals do. Whoever came up with the notion schools deserves a big F in common sense. Don't you follow me as a paraphrase for you. What this journal editor Flint Journal from MLive website, and apparently Flint Journal, the editor, the idea that children will somehow be safer if we introduce weapons into school buildings is to them offensive. It also means when 1,000 SWAT officers show up with more guns, stop a bad guy, evil gun, that children are not safer. Oh, wait a minute, they have uniform on there. He says those who come out for more guns to our lives will be saved if more people are armed. I no more believe that than I do the idea that Rambo could have sadly won Vietnam War if we had just turned him loose here. Keep in mind what he's saying. More guns don't equal more harm. Let's just give you the statistics. If you hear me, I won't. Does you ever think that we are safer introducing more guns into public places when folks run courthouses? Listen to this. Do we really think, quoting Brian Michael? I don't care. The Flint Journal editor, writer, whatever it is. Do we really think that we are safe introducing more guns into public places when folks who run courthouses? Look at this. Spots already teeming with armed police. Don't allow public to carry guns inside. They're cheating with armed police. The building is infiltrated with people with guns. So yes, they do make us safer. They do make us safer when there's a bailiff who's armed, when the judge is picking heat under his or her robe, when prosecutors have guns inside their coats or inside their briefcases. Yes, it's where they carry them. That's why the bailiffs are armed. That's why our metal detectors and court officers armed the entrance, which schools don't have. I guess this guy's not reading what he writes. He's speaking. He's not connecting dots. This is what liberals will do. He can't connect the dots of putting that on paper himself. Elizabeth Clue, Superintendent Fletcher Spears, testified in support of legislation to allow steel permit hall to carry guns in schools, said he believes in the right to bear arms. Now listen to what the editor says. I too support that right. What? I also support that right
because of the unions, and so I mean think.
And what party does the union support? What party do all unions support? And give their money to
100% the Democrats.
100%. I'll tell you who can have them, and I'll tell you what you can have, and yes, where they can carry them. Are you believing this? Of course you're believing this, because this is the un-American. These are the un-Americans. I will tell you who can have one. I will tell you what you can have. And I will tell you if and where you may carry it. Because I know more than you do. Because I am better than you are. Because I am a progressive democratic socialist, which they're now admitting they are. Hillary Clinton's admitting she's a good little progressive. Not enough time left in this program, and quite frankly, not sure that our connection would allow for that right now, but it looks to be pretty good right now. Do we really think that we're safer introducing more guns, I think he said, into places that are already teeming with armed officers? Well, yeah, that's exactly why you're safe in the courtroom, Brian Mickle. That's why you're safe. I could go on, but I'm running out of time, so I have to leave you with this. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense closes out the week. Armed American Radio Network on the Monster broadcast on Sunday begins your week. Make sure you're tuned in, 5 to 8 Pacific, 8 to 11 Eastern Time, here on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll do that this Sunday. We will blast freedom across America's airwaves and fill your prescription for freedom. I have a great guest lineup coming up. George the Mad Ogre will be here. Neil McCabe is going to be back, and a number of others. That schedule is still building. Armed American Radio, Daily Defense, closes out the week. I'm Mark Walters, been filling your prescription for freedom. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you on the radio Sunday. Have a great weekend.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.